Hello, everybody.
Hurrah for Her Majesty.
We're standing to attention like I know you would.
Yes, we're tucking our forelock skins.
Forelocks. Yeah.
Standing here, tucking our forelocks.
Yeah. It's a different format tonight, folks,
yes.
By the way.
It's a bit shorter.
It's a bit shorter.
We've done a specially short one for Her Majesty.
God bless her and all that's sailing.
So, Cheesy,
yeah.
Have you been enjoying the festivities so far?
I must admit, I've not seen a lot. I did watch some of the, was it pageant, wasn't it?
The
soggy pageant, yeah.
That dredged its way up the Thames.
Yeah, so that was 1,000 boats. Very impressive number,
boats.
I always thought.
And probably thousands more wet people waving at them.
So
as they boringly go by.
Can you see the point?
No. What is the point of waving anyway?
I mean, okay, the Queen's barge is nicely decorated. You know, Queen's on top waving. And I think you've got the Gloria.
She's a waving dot in the distance.
Right. And then you just get boats. Little boats. People fucking rowing. You know, they can't even
rowing and waving at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. They can't even
just going round in circles.
So everyone's waving at them. They go...
That's totally pointless.
Well, they'd probably be shot for that anyway, because I'm sure it's all very regimented.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be SAS underwater, just take them out, you know, for coughing you up.
Somebody's going around in circles,
take them out. But what a waste of fucking time. Yeah. Mind you, we're not royalists, are we?
I am, because I'm descended from the bastard great-great-grandson of King Edward VII, who was a randy old bugger by all accounts.
Good Lord.
And fathered many illegitimate childrens.
Of which
I am a descendant of one.
And you're?
Well, I'm the rightful King of England.
What about Dave?
He's the rightful Prince Heir Apparent.
Ah, so he's the Prince... No, Princess Anne.
Yeah, he's Princess Anne. But basically, I can't prove it unless anybody out there has a lock of Prince Charles's hair and I can get a DNA match.
Preferably pubic.
Exactly. Just to prove that I want a castle. Please give me my castle!
What would you call it?
I'm the king!
Kemet Castle? Kemo Castle?
King Sleazy the First.
King Sleazy the First. Well, that won't be bloody hell.
Yeah, there's probably a few more
they're
before.
They're bloody sleazy, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
If they're not Greek or German or
some foreign extraction.
Yeah. Russian.
Duh. Call this English aristocracy.
Yeah,
they're all krauts.
They're mongrels. Actually, we're mongrels too, you know.
Are you?
Yeah, we're mongrels.
Really?
Yeah, we're made up of, bits and bobs. Oh, and of course Genghis Khan as well.
Okay. I've often wondered.
Would explain my deep desires, I suppose.
Do tell about your deep
desires. No, that's far too deep to dredge. Talking of dredging, that pageant.
Dredgeful. Oh, God. Well, I think it's time for a song.
Yes.
In which case, it's time for a toss to find out whose song it is.
Okay.
Time for a toss. It's time for a toss.
Okay, ready to toss. And it's heads, you bastard! he always wins.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What the fuck is this?
The way I
Relevance of that.
There was
track.
One called Whole Lot of Sex Machine, James Brown versus Led Zeppelin, put together by a DJ, and it's hot and it's
well,
rare.
I don't know what you're implying by that choice.
You can't buy that.
At least mine has something about the Britishness of being English.
Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip. Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip me, hip me.
Actual recording there of Princess Margaret having fun
in Mystique.
Okay, your choice.
Oh, already?
Even though mine was so short.
Good lord.
Que no como, cuatro que no bebo agua. Tres días que no como, cuatro que no bebo agua.
Oh,
Nice one, Sleaze, Cheese.
Yeah.
Who was that then?
Well, that was Nova Lima. And it's called the Macaco Remix by Nova Lima from Colombia.
Crikey, blimey.
Now, Cheese, I believe you played a track before that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was the Bonzo Dub Doodah Band, of course, the finest and greatest band in the world, which we saw very recently live.
Without Viv, of course.
Yes. Alas, poor Viv.
Alack.
So, we've received some correspondence from some of our listeners.
Not only correspondence, but actual tracks.
Actual tracks that have been sent in by our eager listeners to commemorate the wonderful Jubilee occasion.
I really like the idea. They all said they're inspired by our music. That
well,
put
who
together.
Wouldn't be?
Yeah, so I took that to my heart, actually, and cried a bit.
Did you? Yeah, fell up a bit.
Yeah, I did filled up.
Oh, well, never mind, I.
Yeah, so, have you heard them?
No, have you?
No.
Well, let's just stick one on.
They might be awful.
They might be terrible, but anyway.
Might be terrible.
How many have we got?
Three,
apparently. We've got three Jubilee tracks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear the first one.
All right, and
okay, bung it on.
The German family who came across the sea to rule a fairly pleasant country and changed their name to avoid controversy, but not for the benefit of you and me.
Gloriana, Gloriana, lizard queen with the tail of an iguana. Gloriana, Gloriana, lizard queen with the tail.
The majestic facade hide the beasts within, the diamond eyes, the scaly skin. Vanguard of a reptilian race to keep us peasants in our place.
Gloriana, Gloriana, lizard queen with the tail of an iguana. Gloriana, Gloriana, Queen Elizabeth II of Windsor.
Good grief.
Blimey, that didn't sound very patriotic.
What did you make of that, Cheesy?
Oh, I don't know. They're all about lizards.
They seem to be implying that our wonderful queen was a lizard.
I've heard this, you know. Shape-shifting lizards.
Is this a theory?
Yeah. The whole of the royal family come from outer space or something.
Really? Yeah. Surely not.
Well, you know.
No, this is David Icke, isn't it?
Oh.
Says they all turn into 10-foot... tall lizards.
Yeah. Edward Heath.
In private,
yeah. Imagine him slobbing around on the cushions in the Buckingham Palace. These 12-foot lizards going,
But I think the footman would know something about it.
Well, you think it would come out.
Unless they're all lizards too. Footman lizards.
So the whole of Buckingham Palace is just manned by lizards.
Yes.
Or lizarded by lizards.
Are the corgis lizards?
Yeah, they probably are, because otherwise they'd be yapping all the time.
Smaller ones.
Because dogs always freak out near aliens, don't they?
That's true. So they don't freak out near the queen, so they must be lizard pets.
Yeah.
Maybe they're secretly globloids or something from the planet's lip.
Yeah, Zyglot 4, I think they're coming from.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what are we going to do now, then?
Well, now it's my choice for a song that is hopefully a bit more relevant than your choices have been so far. Yeah, it's okay. I think this is relevant.
To your life.
so that was more relevant, at least, in my, as you say, yeah.
Talk, talk. No, not talk, talk. Tears for Fears with the fabulous track.
Oh, hang on, hey, stop, stop, stop.
No, no, stop, stop.
Okay, sleaze, cheese, you'll go.
Oh, I see. Is it simple as that, is it?
Well, I
suppose it must be. Just
unless
just...
we do a girly song. Should we do a girly song?
Yeah. It depends if I've got a girly song, does it?
Well, yes.
Let's see if there's anything to write a song by. Well,
let's cue the jingle anyway.
Girly songs, girly songs, la 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 la. Girly songs, girly songs, la 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 la.
Okay, so this is my girly song. Apparently, Cheese doesn't have one, so it's only one girly song for this pod.
Expecting that, please.
Okay, see if we can guess who this is, Cheese. That was Nouvelle Vague.
Oh, Nouvelle Vague.
Covering a Billy Idol song.
Oh, God. Okay.
And this one goes out specially to the peripheral royal family, you know who you are, who are waiting in the wings, hoping that there'll be crash of the royal coach, and they will suddenly become leaders of the country and the free world.
Maybe if they all got into a jumbo jet
and
it crashed into the Atlantic, like, Glenn Miller, whatever it was, then
yes.
they might come looking for you to be the next
exactly.
king.
Exactly! I will take my place on the throne as the rightful King Sleazy of England.
Dream on.
The
dream
first,
on.
I think.
Now, I'm not sure if you've played this before.
Oh, God, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
But Moses, he knows his toes aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toes to be.
Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
A mose is a mose.
A rose is a rose.
A toes is a toes.
Hoop-de-doo-de-doo.
Thank you.
no idea who that was.
Swinging in the Rain.
Swinging in the Rain.
Swinging in the Rain by...
I see what they've done there, folks.
Nicolas Repac.
Right, okay.
It comes from Romania.
Right,
I think.
I hate to break this to you, but I think we've run out of skimmed milk.
Again?
Skimmed milk, yeah. So we need to, for some reason, go out and get some.
Stick on one of those tracks we've been sent in.
Yeah, stick us in another track on.
Well, this one apparently comes from a guy called John in Salford.
Okay, fine. That's what I know. Okay, let's go out while that's playing. That's probably rubbish anyway. This is my song for Her Majesty, for a diamond jubilee. All hail Her Maj, all hail Her Maj, and our future King Charlie who came out of her vag. All hail Her Maj, all hail Her Maj, let us all cry good on her. But she's not to be confused with Madonna. No, sir. Through birth and death and tragedy, you'll always find Her Majesty sitting up there on her lonely throne. She'll never gripe, she'll never moan. It must be tiring, all that waving. She's never been caught misbehaving, unlike that tart, her younger sister, who'd let anybody fucking fist her. I'm referring, of course, to Princess Maggie, who liked nothing better than a bit of shaggy. No such actions, dodgy or unseemly. Our Elizabeth is always queenly. So raise your glass and vent your spleen. The toast is Elizabeth, our queen. All hail Her Maj, all hail Her Maj, and her future King Charlie, who came out of her vag. All hail Her Maj, all hail Her Maj, let's all cry good on her, even Madonna. God bless you, ma'am. Well, I'd love to be her Maggie's corgi, her loyal, royal, sycophantic doggy. Oh, to be a corgi in her lap. She'd never fuss, she'd never flap. She'd take me walkies day or night, with a following footman to pick up my shite. The footman ferrets it all away and sells it later on eBay as genuine lumps of royal excreta. But don't proudly display it on your heater. Whatever you do. So let's all hail Her Maj, all hail Her Maj, and our future King Charlie, who came out of her badge.
Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
I think it's all right, Maj.
Have they got in?
No, all right, Maj. Oh. Sit down.
Oh, I wanted to see Mike in these musical expert adventures.
Oh, I don't like them myself.
Do you not?
I'm soaked. Bloody soaked.
Oh, so am I. I've been the Jubilee Festivities.
Oh, I've been there as well. I'm
soaked to the skin, I am.
All me unders are all sticky.
Oh, dear. Still, it puts you in mind of the original... originally the Queen was cremated.
Yes, I think she's cremated.
In Westminster Abbey.
No, she can't be cremated yet, Madge. Oh,
coronated.
Coronated.
She was first coronated.
We all gathered round that little black and white screen.
Oh, a tiny television.
Oh, yes.
There's only one person in the whole of the North East had one.
Yeah, that was a big crowd.
Hey, that room, I've never seen a room so packed.
Oh, we all watched the glorious Queen.
We clicked our milk stout glasses to Her Maj.
Oh, lots of brown ale, I remember. A milk stout.
And also on the televisual device at the time, there was reporting about Mount Everest.
Oh, Shirley, who was it now?
Shirley Abiker.
Shirley,
it?
No.
No, it wasn't.
Shirley,
somebody went to
Tenzin.
No, it was Hillary. It was Hillary somebody.
Hillary
Edmonds.
Two women went up Everest.
Yes, it was two women's first time. Two women had ever been up anything.
That'd be something, wouldn't it?
No, aye.
I'm not surprised they reported that.
No, it was Hillary Edmonds, who I think is Noel Edmonds' sister.
Oh,
and Shirley Abiker. Oh, was it Shirley Temple?
No. I'm sure one of them was from Tibet or somewhere like that.
Oh, Shirley Temple from Tibet.
Yeah, Temple.
There's lots of temples in Tibet.
Oh, there are. All over.
Anyway, I remember that distinctly, clear as a bell, like it were yesterday.
I remember the street party.
I can't remember yesterday.
It was lovely, the street party. It was raining, of course.
Oh, of course. Well, it's traditional.
Well, it's traditional for the coronation.
Yes.
Even the cremation.
Oh, that's right.
But we all sat around. Yeah, I remember. The main course.
Why? What were it?
Bloody lovely. It really was. It was egg powder. Covered with a little chopped up sugar beet.
Oh, that would look to me.
Ooh, we saved up for months for that.
but we really enjoyed it.
Oh, we did. Well, we knew how to enjoy ourselves.
We made our own fun in them days.
We didn't have any of those bloody commuters that we could bloody play.
Lots of wives popping in witchcraft.
We all went on down our street.
Indeed. And do you remember the Queen Mum going round the Blitz?
What, pissed?
Pissed on her gin.
Apparently she went too near one of the flames once and nearly went up with it.
she
got covered over.
It came out
in the news. I think it was in the Daily Mail, actually.
What it?
Oh. It's all about it.
Well, I missed that.
Oh, it's always got to be true. It was in the Daily Mail.
Yes. It was because it was when London had been bombed to bugger it.
Oh.
By the, what was it? The Lufthansa.
Ah, Lufthansa, I remember
they'd
that.
They'd all come over and bombed it to bugger it.
Aye. And then they'd go steal our beach towels.
I know. Bastards. Anyway, look, it's all set up to play music. Why don't we play a lovely music track? Not like this rubbish that they play.
They will, they?
No, they'll never know.
No.
Can you find one there, Minnie?
I've got one. It sounds nice.
What is it?
Oh, it says, God save the Queen.
Oh, that man sounds lovely.
Oh, lovely.
It's really nice. Put that one on, Minnie.
Oh, have you got an umbrella, by the way?
Yes,
I don't want to go out there again.
I need another milk stout.
Oh,
need
this stout.
And some salsa latte.
All right, let's try it.
This doesn't sound like beer, does it?
It's so fastest again. Oh, fantastic news.
Oh, sorry. Let's go and find another Jubilee Street Pass.
Thank you.
happened there, because I don't remember. I don't remember putting that on before we left. But anyway, that was the Sex Pistols with an optimistic ballad called "No Future for You."
Yeah,
or
me. But yeah, that was great. Mm. Yeah, I don't know who chose that, but brilliant.
Yeah, pretty good. Cheese. I have a statement that you can probably question, but it actually happens to be perfectly true. Mm. And my statement is that about 3 days ago, I killed the Queen.
What?
Yeah, 3 days ago, I killed the Queen.
Well, I mean, you mean like visually?
Nope. Really. In actual factually, I killed the Queen.
You were playing a computer game.
Nope.
Called Queen Killer or something.
This was real life.
Real life?
Real life. Yeah.
What, real
life? It
wasn't
a game.
Real life, it
wasn't anything on television.
At the same time.
Yeah. Real life, I killed the Queen.
Now, a queen bee.
Close.
A queen seagull. A queen pigeon.
No, I don't think pigeons have queens, actually.
Well, they're the two things you hate the most.
This is true. I do have trouble with pigeons and all forms of insects. We all need to be killed immediately.
Right.
So you
killed a queen caterpillar?
No.
Yes, I do now. I've got in near enough.
Well, in my flat, just recently, I started finding ants everywhere. Crawling all over the place.
Of course, being on the sixth floor would be natural.
Yeah, what the hell do ants do with this eye?
I could be all that sugar on the floor.
Our kitchen. Yeah, who knows what's on the floor?
Hopefully Sharon cleans it. In between.
Yeah, my husband, I bloody hate
Kevin.
Oh, my kids, I love them, really. And so I found these ants and I didn't think much of it. And then I started seeing them in the kitchen. I thought, right, I've got to do something about this. So I went down to the local hardware store and said, have you got anything to kill ants? And he said, yes, most the sprays and that. But he said, the best thing is this. And he brought forth this little tube of stuff, right? And he said, I said, what do you do? He said, it's jelly. You put a little bit of it out in the middle of their trail. You know, the route that they're following to devastate your flat.
Yeah.
You put this cap full of jelly in the middle of their route. He says they stop, it crystallises, they take crystals back to the nest, feed it to the queen, and it kills the queen.
Oh, I have visions of them
destroys
stopping.
The nest.
I have visions of them stopping. Oh, well, there's something stuck there, so you put another drop down, you catch a few more. That would work, really, wouldn't it?
No, that was far too laborious. Yeah. And I did it one night, next day, no ants.
You bastard.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Have you got on your conscience? Are you guilty?
I killed the queen.
Yeah.
I killed the queen! Fascist regime!
Mind you probably have moved him on to a better life.
Oh, yes. It's pretty low on the evolution chain being an ant.
Yeah.
Even a queen ant. And that's the highest achievement you can do in anthood.
Is being a queen.
Yes.
Well,
people do it in Kemp Town.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, enough of that fold-your-all taradiddle. So whose turn is it?
Oh, well, it's yours, because that was... I don't know whose turn it is.
It's my turn.
It's yours.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. I have something suitable to follow that.
Good Lord.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things. Head, yeah, the belly, son, the tricky dick, you're gonna know the hood.
case, cheese. Who was that?
I the Beatles came to mind, but I actually didn't know it. Should I know that?
Well, it's quite a famous John Lennon song. I mean, it was not a single, but it was off one of his albums.
Okay,
but right. It's a really vitriolic protest song for Britain today, which, let's face it, is shite. We've got another track.
Have we?
Another Jubilee.
Oh, my God. We better play it,
we better play it, yes.
Oh, shit.
What's it called?
What is it? The Monster of Glams.
The Monster of Glams. What the bloody hell is that?
I heard something about that. Heard something about it, yeah.
And how is that based in the Royal
I think it's to do with them again, they're all
lurking deep within the Royal Family Tree is a monster. The Monster of Glams. In a Highland castle in a lonely spot, behind stone walls of solid rock, in a deep dark dungeon covered in slime, the monster of Glams, it spends its time. He's shaped like an egg that's 4 feet tall, the soggy skin like a corgi's ball. The monster of Glams, the monster of Glams, he ain't never done no one to harm. The monster of Glams, the monster of Glams, shaped like an egg, he's got no arms. Where Thomas Bowles lying is his name. He may be a freak, but he's royal just the same. See him slobber at a royal occasion, it would be a hideous interpretation of the perfect image they want to project. As a potential prince, he was a reject. The monster of Glams, the monster of Glams, he ain't never done no one no harm. The monster of Glams, the monster of Glams, he's shaped like an egg, but he's got no arms. Oh, no, no.
He ain't got no arms, that boy.
He ain't got no arms, that boy.
Has he got a head?
How's he wipe his ass?
Oh, he's a royal ass.
Does he have a whack?
He's got a royal ass wipe.
Does he have a footman for a whack?
He's got a big tongue.
It would be a hand job footman. And that's the story of the Monster of Glams.
Yeah. You know, these Brits are really weird.
Yes, well, that's another of our entries for the alternative festival song.
Yes.
Not sure what to make of that.
No, but what they're on about has cropped up quite a lot during this show, hasn't it?
You know what lizard shape-shifting secrets?
Remember when we played the National Anthem backwards?
Yes, we accidentally put it on backwards.
Yeah.
And suddenly, there was these mysterious voices that we could hear.
Yeah.
With hidden messages.
I think we should put it out to the world.
Yes, I think we should. Have you got it?
I have.
I think we should put it on.
Right.
Right, let's say goodbye to all our eager listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Good luck, because you might well need it.
This is a message for your purely earthlings. We came from outer space. We are the lizard people. We have come to rule you. We have disguised ourselves as your royal family. We have come to use you. We have come to stamp all over your puny, fleshy, pulculous body. We have come to eat you.